Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, President Beta, Murder Master Music Show. It's that kid, Hanilla. Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. This right here is where the real rap at.
What's that? And it's Bootleg the Rock Capone from the Dayton family.
Baby, this is your boy, Uncle Luke.
What up, y'all?
This is Keyshawn.
Yo, 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 what's up? This is your boy, C-Murder, and I'm chilling with my boy, Scott Beta, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. It's the hottest thing out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
Check out the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show right here at blogtalkradio.com/Murder Master Music Show. We play nothing but the hardest gangster shit from around the globe. Plus, we interview legends and pioneers of this motherfucking rap game. Call the number at 714-409-0548. Ain't nobody else paying homage to legends like we are. Fuck the lame stream, bitch.
Welcome to the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show. This is episode 17. Man, we got a legend, another legend in the house as always. One, the only, the originator, the 666, you know what I'm saying? Lord Infamous, the Scarecrow, Kaiser Soze, whatever the fuck you want to call him. This guy is probably one of the most talented rappers to ever pick up the mic. He's influenced so many people over the years. I mean, I get on YouTube just to try to, find a mix of his music. And I literally see hundreds of videos. I mean, fans are mixing this guy's music. I mean, they really love this cat. You know what I'm saying? I myself, I've been bumping his shit since 95. He's a fucking legend. You know what I'm saying? So without further ado, let's bring him on right now. It's the bloody, bloody Scarecrow himself, Lord Infamous.
Hey,
homie,
what's up,
brother? How you doing?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, bro. You're live. How you doing, man?
Hey, man, I'm chilling, man. I think I'm still out of town. I'm in Memphis, Tennessee, man. Up at Polo D Studios, man, at PMG. Polo Music Group, Six Enterprise. You know what I'm saying? You know the label, Black Rain. My other label, Six Enterprise. You know what I'm saying? Polo Music Group, you know what I'm saying? PMG. I'm saying, Lord, I'm a Scarecrow. I'm saying, what's up, everybody in the city, man? Your town and my town, we're getting it down, man. You know what I'm saying? We're putting it down, running this shit, man.
Lord, first and foremost, I want to say thank you for coming on the Murder Master Music Show. It truly is an honor to have you here. Last time I interviewed you was for Murder Dog a few years ago, and a lot's happened since then.
Yeah.
How you been these days? You been okay?
Yeah, I've been good, man. I've been chilling, man. I've been just working, man. In and out the studio, man. Putting out these mixtapes, doing these shows. You know what I'm saying? For interviews, man.
Yeah. Another thing, you know, the fans, a lot of people are asking me.
You gotta excuse me because I'm writing this to a beat right now, recorded as we speak. Any time out to pay homage to my man, cause you know what I'm saying? Cause I've been knowing you for a while, man. Society, man. Y'all underground, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all been keeping it alive, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we appreciate you, man. So many people look up to you, and so many people, you know what I'm saying, have really adopted your style over the years. How does that make you feel knowing that you influence so many artists?
Man. I put it this way. First and foremost, I started horrorcore. Let that be known. You know what I'm saying? Before we started, this is Mafia. Me and my brother DJ Paul, we were called Serial Killer. And then as we brought on Memphis Finest Rappers. And then one day I was doing this mixtape. This was our mixtape day. And we was just beginning the phase of starting to do distribution deals and putting out CDs. you know what I'm saying, like nationwide. So I decided that I came up with a song called, well, actually it was an intro to one of our mixtapes, and in one of the lines I said, so when you mess with a 2x6 Mafia, 44 Mag, Kipper Red, and a Sansa. Actually, I said the F word when I say mess up, so I don't want to curse. You know what I'm saying? So when I said that, that name stuck, because people like, damn, a 2x6 Mafia, they love that line. And then we consider ourselves a mob, because it was, you know what I'm saying, it was a gang of Mississippi, gangster rappers. So, you know what I'm saying, so I called it a 2x6 Mafia, because at that time in my life, I was an atheist, I was an agnostic. So, you know what I'm saying, so I don't want to get too deep into religion issues, because a lot of people don't like that. So, you know what I'm saying, so that's how the name 2x6 Mafia came about. And so we adopted that name instead of Don't Serial Killers. And so from that point on, we were 2x6 Mafia. I think that was back in like 92, 93. You know what I'm saying? That thing we became 2x6 Mafia. You know what I'm saying? It was me, my brothers, and Jigsaw, UCK, Pooster Nigga, Crunchy Bag, Tank of Food. That time, Lil Fly was with us. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Scam Man. Still playing, you know what I'm saying, MC Mac. All the best rappers from Mississippi, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of K-Rock, you know what I'm saying, T-Rock, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know, my brother was Kenny Pell, you know what I'm saying? So, he's a mafia, man.
A lot of fucking legends, man. A lot of fucking legends. First, I need to ask you, Lord. You know, we all find out about Crunchy. If you talk to him, how is he doing? Do you have any word on him?
He's stable now. I'm saying he was in ICU for a while. From what I hear, one of his artists had an issue because of a contract. And Crunchy had straightened them out, you know what I'm saying? And I guess the young dude couldn't handle it. And so I guess he was around some of his guys, and they kind of pumped his cojones up. Because I guess he felt humiliated because Crunchy put him in his place. So like a coward, he's going to wait for Crunchy to turn his back, try to shoot him in the back of the head, and he ended up hitting him in, Crunchy turned around and hit him in the face, and it came to his car and went out to his, door jaw, his teeth. I think something like people on the diary that came out to his mouth. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? I told Crunchy, just be thankful he turned around because he could hit him in the back of the brain. And he's been a comatose leader dead. So, you know, okay, I'm so sick. Okay, I'm so sick. But it's not a blessing. I'm going to say it's a wake up call. Never trust nobody, never turn your back on anybody, you know?
So this was somebody from his label that he had?
That was somebody from his label, man.
Man, just got into some dispute, huh?
Can't trust nobody, man, in this game, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's time and time again. I'm saying, it don't matter how long you've been in the game, how wise you are, how long we've been mobbing, because, you know what I'm saying, everybody is, this is Mafia. Either it's an eighth gang member or a gang member, you know. So we've been doing this gangster thing for a while, you know what I'm saying? I curse, man, just to get out and get to them, man. You know what I'm saying? But we living this gangster shit. Because a lot of these whoopsie-ass rappers, man, they talk a good game. But both of my meat, man, I'm making some whoopsies, man. They say they ain't shooting nothing, ain't trying to see nothing die. You know what I'm saying? Niggas run over a motherfucking raccoon, they scared to death. You know what I'm saying? The claim they moving so much weight, I don't think that. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with Christina Aguilera for real. I fuck with that girl for real. I fuck with that boy for real. You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers, these some dope, mate. They have a motherfucking stroke. You know what I'm saying? But I talk to some of these rappers, man. I don't mention no names, but one popular Memphis rapper that claimed he's from Little Memphis, claimed he said so much dope. This motherfucker rapped about his brother like he ain't never sold no dope in his fucking life. He was a coward, too. Matter of fact, one of the first songs he got played on the radio was about a shit. You know what I'm saying? And the real story behind it, he was at a party, and one of those niggas was fucking his bitch at the party. So his first shit came from him writing a song about a bitch that broke his little heart. You know what I'm saying? He's such a gangster-ass nigga, you know what I'm saying? This nigga's first song was about a bitch that broke his little hurt his feelings, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just going to put it like this. his initials are YG.
Why what?
You know what I mean? YG, the initials to his rap
name. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yo, that's got to be some crazy shit.
Yeah, man, these niggas, man, then a lot of these niggas have their cars and jewelry ain't there. These niggas, they have, man, hold on for a minute.
Yeah. Well, folks, this is live radio. We're here with Lord Infamous. Originator, you know what I'm saying? This, the one that brought you all this this music for many years now, man. How long have you actually been recording, Lord Infamous?
I've been putting it down for 25 years, man.
25 years, Jesus Christ! That's what the fuck is up.
I started with, you know what I'm saying, hardcore shit. You know what I'm saying? I didn't actually give it that name. I still called it satanic, or you know what I'm saying, devil shit. You know what I'm saying? But motherfuckers adopted the name Hardcore, so I just ran with it, you know what I'm saying? So they call me the King of Hardcore, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I want to, you know, last time I interviewed you for the Man, the Myth, the Legacy album.
I don't want to cut you off, but yeah. I want to give a lot of thanks to Gangsta Nip, because Gangsta Nip was one of my influences for my style of music. Gangsta Nip was one of the only rappers I heard rapping about the deep hardcore type of shit at the same time I was doing it. So big shout out to Gangsta Nip, man. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying, his crew, man. You know what I'm saying?
Gangsta Nip, yeah, Gangsta Nip. Him and K-Reno, man, SPC.
Yo, point blank, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? All them niggas, man.
Isham, you know.
Eshawn, you know what I'm saying? He started out of Detroit, right, you know what I'm saying? He was doing that sick devil shit, man. That satanic shit, yeah, man. I love that nigga too, man. Was love to him. Motherfuckers like Spice One, you know what I'm saying?
Spice One.
Yeah, Spice One, NWA, man, Conference Most Wanted, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers like that. And in New York, I want to give a shout out to Sick Rick, Eric B. and Rakim, you know what I'm saying? Motherfucking, my nigga, man, I forget his name, man. He was on that joint, he's out of the grill, man. He's from New York, man. Hard ass nigga, man. With all the cold teeth, man. I forget his name, man. He was hard as a motherfucker, man. He used to rap with the list and shit. He was on that joint.
Who you talking about, Slick Rick?
Nah, it's not Slick Rick.
No, I know you're talking about. You're talking Cool G Rap, yeah.
Go, baby. Cool G Rap, man.
Cool G Rap and DJ Polo, man, yeah.
Hey, Polo, man, Cool G Rap was one of the original gangster rappers out of New York, man. All them niggas in the Bronx, man. Everybody in the South Bronx, man. I'm saying all my Brooklyn niggas, man. All my niggas, man, from the Tunnel, man, back in the day. Because the Tunnel was the first New York club that they gave up. They gave South nigga they props, man. You know what I'm saying? Because back in them days, they wouldn't let New York niggas, they wouldn't let South rappers just rock in New York, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying? Because for some reason, everybody always said against certain rappers, they didn't want to get certain rappers they props, because everybody know the game started in New York, but you know what I'm saying? But for some reason, they didn't want to accept the South, but they did. But when Three Six Mafia came out with Teddy Cook, but your niggas start fucking with us, man. I'm saying they were fucking with the Ghetto Boys and us, man. And they opened the doors for certain rappers, and you know what I'm saying. And they fucked with UGK, and they fucked with T, of course. You know what I'm saying. So, but we just.
Yeah,
I'm here, man. I keep getting interrupted, man. Yeah, man. But you know what I'm saying. Much love, motherfuckers. Like. Cool G Rap, man. All the real gangster rappers out of the hood in New York, man. I'm saying I represent the hood niggas. I represent the grimy niggas, man. The hustlers, man. You know what I'm saying? The motherfuckers who you know what I'm saying, was shopping for, you know what I'm saying, these wussy labels doing that commercial shit, man. I represent
that lamestream bullshit, right?
Yeah, motherfuckers from Lenox Ave, man. You know what I'm saying? My man's from Lenox Ave, man. He got The nigga that say I jumped out the Lincoln, that one's thinking, put his brains on the sidewalk. You can see Big L, man. Yeah, Big L, man. I'm saying niggas like Big L, man. I'm saying motherfuckers like that, man. So a lot of motherfuckers don't know, man. A lot of these got their style, man. You know what I'm saying? Much love to B.I.G., but you know what I'm saying? Much love to but Big L started their style, man.
Hey, Lord, I want to ask you a question, bro. You know, last time I interviewed you, you know, was for your album, the solo album. But since then, man, you had a near-death experience, man. You care to share that with your fans?
I'd be glad to share it with you. I take this out. If you ain't got your mind right, your soul right, I suggest get your ass somewhere down and don't get killed, because hell is real. It's a real fucking place. I know I've been to that motherfucker, and it ain't cool. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie to you. I was a praying motherfucker. The 40 seconds I was dead, I was down in hell, man. I was getting tortured, man. My body turned into metallic element, man. And I created these hooks in my flesh, man. And these coils was hooked up to this flame, and the coils would heat up, and my body would turn red hot. I'm saying my body would actually turn like you stick sword and fire when you make it a sword and they beat it into shape and they turn to steel red hot. That's how my body was doing. And they would heat me up, of course, and they'll raise me up way up into space and they would slam my body back down into the pits of hell and they would heat me up, man. We did that over and over, man. And I could feel every bit of it. I was legally dead and I could feel every bit of it. And how that comes to be is I'm saying I took 300 micromilligrams of Theranol. This is a drug 8 times stronger than the Lodic. You know what I'm saying? I have enough of me to tranquilize an elephant. Yeah, still, I have enough of me to kill some elephant. And somehow, some higher power, because people, so many people against religion these days, I'm not going to say God, but I just said it. Well, God pulled me out of that, man. But I was dead, man. I was in hell getting tortured, man, for... Man, and that 40 seconds felt like days. You know what I'm saying? And then I had a heart attack, a stroke, kidney failure, and liver damage at the same time. And I died.
Damn. Yeah. And I mean, obviously, you're back in the studio and everything. And
so that was just my worst death experience. I mean, I died 3 times before that, you know what I'm saying, from overdoses. You know what I'm saying?
And now you say overdoses, man. What's your drug of choice?
My drug of choice is powder cocaine.
Powder cocaine. And how long you been doing that, Lord?
Prescription drugs. Man, I've been doing drugs, man, since I was 9 years old.
Since you were 9 years old. And have you ever successfully kicked it? I'm sure you've been battling your whole life. What was the longest you've been off of it?
I've been drug-free since I've been an adult, man. It was like, shit, maybe 2 weeks, a month, maybe. A month when I was in rehab, but when on the street, man, maybe a month.
Damn.
Whole life, yeah. Fucked up, man, I know. But any listeners out there, man, that shit ain't cool. You don't want to play with that fire. You don't want to live your life that way. There's no way to live your life. That shit ain't cool. Just because you hear me talk about it in my song, don't do that shit, man. Start drugs for no joke. It's like cool. It doesn't make your life any better. It doesn't take your problems away. You feel good for that little while you high, but, man, when you're not, you feel miserable. And then even when you stop using the drugs, a lot of people don't know, your addiction still grows, because your addiction is like a gremlin, man. I'm saying, and even when you don't feed it, the stronger it gets. I'm saying, like, if you're doing a gram of cocaine, when you're doing it and you stop, if you wait 10 years, that habit is still going to grow inside you. So when you stop for a year and you start, and then your last time was on the gram, you start back, you're going to be doing, like, you know what I'm saying, 2 balls, 2 8 balls. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying, it grows inside you. So addiction never stops. But if you do it and you stop, you can't ever touch it again. The only way out of it is to never touch it again. Because as long as you do it, whether you're doing it or not, you know what I'm saying, it's like the addiction never stops. So the best thing to do is stop and never do it again, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I want to commend you for telling the people that, man, because there's a lot of people going through the same thing.
I have time, man. I feel anything you do, if you got to hide it, if you're ashamed of it, you don't need to be doing it. Because, you know, if you're ashamed of it, you don't need to be doing it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to hide what I do. I'm not going to think like flaws. Like, a lot of these guys like, I'm a good, I'm a saint. You know what I'm saying? I'm some kind of choir boy, because I'm not. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I'm man enough to let the motherfuckers know that shit ain't cool, it ain't straight. It doesn't make your life better. It don't make you better. Like, when I started, it's like this here, man. First, if you and the drugs, you know what I'm saying? Y'all like a team, you know what I'm saying? You feel good, and you see your thing, feel like it's making you whatever you do better. Then it becomes like the drugs, and you become, you need the drugs to do what you do. I'm saying you don't feel right doing what you do without the drugs. Then it gets to the point where it's like the drug takes over. It's like the drug becomes you. You know what I'm saying? It's like without the drug, you're not yourself. You can't function without it. You know what I'm saying? And next thing you know, it's not you at all. It's only the drug. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it'll make you lose everything you love. It'll make you lose, man, your friends. It'll make you lose your family. It'll make you lose your possessions. Fuck possessions, but, you know what I'm saying? Because materialistic things aren't everything in the world, but you don't want to get to the point where you don't even have your own soul no more. Because drugs will take your soul, man. You know what I'm saying? And when you ain't got your soul, you ain't got shit, man. So to anybody who hear my voice out there, if you fuck with me, you got a little effort, and I'll fuck your life up. No drugs, man. You know what I'm saying? Just because I do it and I rap about it, you know what I'm saying? That don't make you cool, man. I don't wish that shit on my worst enemy, man. But then again, I do. But matter of fact, I wish the bullets for my enemies. But drugs ain't the way, man. You know what I'm saying? Have your drink every now and then, man. Smoke your joint or blunt, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Hit the kush, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying, you might take a bump every blue moon, or you can feel something, but the heavy shit, man, leave that shit alone, man. Drugs are to be done, like, sociably. They're not to be done, you're not supposed to be locked in a room with just the drug, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, hey, man, I commend you for that, man. I hope and pray, Lord, that you know what I'm saying? All your demons are you're able to conquer them, man, because we want you around here another 25 years making this music.
And I want to give y'all another 25 years. You know, I was thinking you got another 50 years, man. So, see me, man, it's a day-to-day struggle, but I'm still in the fight, man. I'm still in the fight. Don't get it. You know, I'm in the fight every day, man. You know what I'm saying? But they say the sins of the father fall upon the son. And my daddy was a motherfucker, so my power's gonna be rough. You know what I mean?
definitely. Well, I want to get off of a little bit of some music. What are you working on right now?
Right now, I'm working on a couple of projects. Right now, I'm working on a Sixth Enterprise project. You know what I'm saying? I just did a Sixth Enterprise project called Script Code Terrible, man. You know what I'm saying? You can get it on the internet, on iTunes, I believe. And then I have one coming out called King of Hardcore. And then I'm working on a project with Lil White. You know what I'm saying? I haven't titled it yet. I'm still working on a title. And I think it's called Back from the Dead. Yeah, Back from the Dead, I believe. That's what I'm thinking with now, Back from the Dead, yeah.
Yeah, you and Lil White, yeah, you definitely, you know what I'm saying, you guys got that chemistry, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's through Lil White. Actually, it's not me and Lil White's album. It's through his label, White Music. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's going to be called Back from the Dead, yeah. But
well,
if people want to see it from me, it's a Scarecrow the Terrible. You know what I'm saying? And the one that I'm working out next was from Six of the Five is King of Hardcore, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then then later on in the future you'll probably hear your project from PMG, Polo Music Group, you know what I'm saying? We haven't started working on it yet. We're still coming up with concepts for the album and ideas and stuff, you know. I got a lot on my plate right now.
Well, that's what's
plus,
up.
Little Diddy, he stay sweating me and shit, you know what I'm saying? And plus, you know what I'm saying, we after my album, we're going to be doing a posse album with TMZ. It might be a project with me and Polo Diddy, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Working on some stuff. He's writing right now.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. Well, everybody also wants to know this question, man. Is there still a possibility at all of a 3-6 Mafia album?
I knew you was going to ask me that. I tell you this. Maybe. You never know. But actually, you know, me and my brother, we're having talks right now about me and him doing a project together. We're trying to figure out is it going to be just produced by Paul and I'm just going to rap on it, or it's going to be like a joint, you know what I'm saying, a collaborate, like an album with me and Paul, you know, because back in the day, you know what I'm saying, another Serial Killer album, you know what I'm saying, like DJ Paul and Infamous, you know what I'm saying, because, you know what I'm saying, back in the day, we had two albums called Come With Me to Hell, so we might do another Come With Me to Hell Part 3, you know what I'm saying, and then, maybe another To The Club or Thug, you know what I'm saying, with me and DJ Paul, you know. You know what I'm saying? But he's definitely going to produce me another album, so look forward to that, you know. So follow me on Twitter at IamLordInfamous@gmail.com.
Yeah, definitely. We got the Twitter. Which one is it? Okay, yeah, I am Lord Infamous. Yep, okay, we got you.
I am Lord Infamous. Yeah.
Okay. And,
I am Lord Infamous on Twitter.
Definitely.
I'm trying to make sure I say it correctly and shit.
Yeah, no doubt. I'll definitely make sure to. We're going to link you up at the Underground Society site, too. Want to let everybody know that you're down with this UGS movement, too, this worldwide movement we got going. So it's an honor to have you with us, man.
Hey, look here. Check this out. I want you guys to follow my man, Polo D, too. It's I am Polo D. You know what I'm saying? And make sure you follow I Am Lord Infamous. And you know what I'm saying? And, you know, just everybody know that I'm out here, man. I'm doing my thing. I never stop. I'm forever in the game. And anybody want a feature, you know what I'm saying, a show, go to the site, man. I Am Lord Infamous. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm doing features all day long. And I'm definitely down with Underground Society, man. Underground Society, just the clique, just the league. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do big things. You know what I'm saying? It's me and you, yours truly, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Together, man, you're going to have a long-lasting, fruitful, prosperous, you know what I'm saying, relationship, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, definitely, man. We're going to get everybody click up and, you know, we're going to work on a project, you know, so.
We're going to get this money, you know what I'm saying? I mean, big, you know what I'm saying? So, y'all want to hear the truth, the original Rowdy Bounty Hunter, the futurist Rowdy Bounty Hunter, Lord of the Scarecrow. No, they don't fucking with Underground Society. We getting money. You know what I'm saying? I am Lord Infamous. If you want a motherfucking feature, if you want one of them platinum motherfucking features, you want your shit to sell, call Lord Infamous. Man, hit me up. I am Lord Infamous, man. Or I am Polo Diddy, man. And Underground Society about to take this bitch over worldwide. You know what I'm saying?
Man, hey. Thank you for coming on the show, my brother. I'm going to get off into your music. You guys have a wonderful evening over there in M-Town. Man, I can't salute you enough, my brother. Be easy and be safe, Lord.
You too, bro. Much love, man. And everybody out there, man, love you motherfuckers. If it weren't for y'all, it would be no Lord.
Definitely. Hey, before you go, let me bring on a caller or two, okay? Real quick.
All right, cool.
All right.
What up,
this is Devil Six with Lord Infamous, man. How you doing?
Yo, what's the deal, Lord Infamous? What's up with it, man? What's the deal, man? Over here, kicking. Yo, man, I got to say, that old school movie, I used to let an old 3-6, man, that stomp a bitch shit. By the time you bring that shit back, man. And that last release, the Scarecrow joint, that shit was hot. So, you know, good shit to keep it still like it used to be. I can't really fuck with that new Juicy J and whatnot, man. I don't know what the fuck happened to that, but, you know, Lord Infamous still sounds like Scarecrow to me. That's what it is.
Yeah, man, thanks so much, man. I appreciate that, bro, man. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know what's up with Juicy, man. I don't know what's up with them cats, you know what I'm saying? All I can speak for is me, man. But I'm definitely going to give you that full throttle Lord Infamous shit, man. To the day I die, man.
One more thing, man. Good shit will come bring down into underground society, man. That's what the fuck is up. When push it in, so I was like, yeah, that's the deal. You got actual cash running with us now, man. So good looking out for sure for running on underground society. You know, I give a good quote of my career because of what Prez is doing too, man. To see other cash out there, some legends coming up with us, that's the deal.
Yeah. Yeah, man. But, you know, I'm pussy. So my niggas, like, all my real niggas, man, whatever you want to hear from me, hit me up at I Am Lord Infamous, man, and tell me what you want to hear on Twitter, and tell me what you want to hear from me, because I do what my fans want. I don't go off my ego and my fame, man. I give my fans what they want. So whatever you want to hear from me, man, hit me up at I Am Lord Infamous on Twitter and tell me what you want to hear, and that's what I'm going to give you, man. I give my fans what they want. I don't do this shit for me. I do this shit for my fans. Because you don't supposed to do this for your fucking self. You do it for your listeners, man. You know what I'm saying? So I'm always 1,000, man.
Hey, be safe, my brother. Oh.
All right,
there we have it. That was Lord Infamous. Man, what do you think about that, Six?
I didn't hear nothing. I'm going to catch this on a fucking archive, though, man. Hopefully this shit was the business, and you
were
so down.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what, man. I really commend him. I mean, he gave us an update on Crunchy Black, but also he told the people not to fuck with these drugs. These drugs are killing people, and I really commend him for doing that. So much love to you, Lord Infamous, man. That shit's real. Underground society, you know what I'm saying? We fuck with that. So, man, let's get off into this Lord Infamous cut right here. It's called Vengeance, man. Here we go.
What?
Check out his page, you know what I'm saying? Get at him, man. He'll give you them 16 bars like you wouldn't believe, man. You already know how I spit. I'm about to play you guys a little mix of some of his music over the years. Also hit up his homie, you know what I'm saying, I Am Polo Diddy. And keep fucking with Lord Infamous, man. This guy is a fucking legend and a pioneer. And I commend him for sharing his story, telling these kids not to fuck with these drugs out here. This shit will fucking kill you. It ain't no joke. And, you know what I'm saying, dude is definitely a fucking legend. But for those of you who've been sleeping in a fucking cave for the last, you know, 15-some-odd years or whatever, man, here's a little bit to go by, man. It was kind of hard to pick a Lord Infamous mix off this YouTube because there's so fucking much, man. A lot of fans love this cat and honor and respect his music. And he definitely, you know, he raised the bar in this motherfucker. So here you go, Lord Infamous.
Lord Infamous, back in the sky, the scarecrow, God of soul
Can't My name is the Scarecrow. Folks will say you approach, they really don't know me too well. I print in a 50-round magazine, watching the spirits, I empty the shell. Bodies are smacking the mud, busters are constantly donating blood. I put a sod off of my coat, pump it twice, and watch you tear up your wooden rug. Oh, no, me do not mind, and my thoughts in genocide. Oh, no, me do not mind, committing homicide. I'll fight the way you live, inside you must die. The Scarecrow will try his best to take your life, cause I know you will try to take mine. I do what the thunder speak for, they do what to me. And my fingers refuse to release when I'm squeezing the trigger on Nina Millie. Cause I could be trying to take out the things she's been working so hard for. But I can't hit the flow, I'd rather go out in the smoke. And so I'll do what I have to do. I don't wanna kill you, yet I will, fool. Before Lord F. I'm gonna take a fall, I see all of y'all, all mine. They got my back against the wall.
Nigga, I'm kicking in those, bodies are froze, bloody or clothes, gun to your nose. All of you niggas, you really need to give up money and dough. Face up low, 44, into your head, dropping up dead, and from a sled, put him to bed, with the weight, then the skate, count the stacks, shut my cat, after I jack, like a rat, on the creek. All you dope boy niggas will get put to sleep, when I sneak, give her the dope or get a hole in your cranium. You sneakers mean artillery, you know it is containing some shit that makes me flexible, to make your life ejectable. And with this bullet in your brain, you'll be dead, either comatose. With a scarecrow coming to smoke you, mate. Simple and plain, you'll get sane if you're in the dope game.
It's the dictionary table of contents of drugs. If you describe it, I can tell you what the fuck it was. Now if you're itching, very drowsy, you feel very down. It must be heroin when I only sniff that funky town. The only marijuana that the helper must will blow. It's purple cushion, white loafer, I break down and throw. Lower tabs and Percocets. This before I get out bed. Break out the bag of flow and take about 4 to the head. Lower tab is medicine. Plenty yellow, purple syrup. Cherries, herb, dairy, perp. Feel superb, take the curb. Locking up them railroad tracks. Mac having a heart attack. Take a Zane and put it back. Bitch is about to get attacked. Sometimes I make it down with the crystal methamphetamine. Niggas stay up 30 hours straight, my eyes on them high beams. Lord can get it, angles flushing of it, I say high as fuck. Lord should take a piss inside, would melt right through the fucking cup.
Fucking 3 weeks straight, still have music, you know what I'm saying? This cat's been putting it down for years. I remember the first time I got Mystic Styles, the album, you know what I'm saying? I'm from up north, so I didn't get it till, you know what I'm saying, mid to late 95, whenever it came out. And actually, my people down in Kentucky gave it to me, and I was just like, wow, this shit's crazy. I called the number on the back right away, and, you know what I'm saying, J-Dog over at Selecto had sent me a box of shit, and it was on and popping from there, man. Memphis, been listening to Memphis music ever since, so, you know what I'm saying, in a sense, you know, Lord Infamous, really, you know what I'm saying, the first cat I heard out of Memphis, you know what I'm saying, well, besides, you know, 8-Ball MJG, everybody heard that coming out hard back in 93, but, you know, motherfucker was a legend, still is a legend. We're glad to have him on the show. No, we look forward to all the music he's going to bring us. But let's get off into some other music, man. We got a lot of other music to play tonight. Let's check out this new Little Easy called Raising Hell. This shit right here is off the chain, too. Just found this earlier today, so check this shit out. Some West Coast shit for you.
Mr. Clever, the Prince of the City, little young motherfucking man, and about the city.
Yeah, real G's on the scene. Fresh stars 501, you know they clean. I took a clip up with my fucking locs on. You staying hard, you better know the homie. I go hard, nah, you know I go in. I'm a villain ass nigga that looks like MC Ren. Chance to get checked when you rep yourself. This little easy in his dick, better show the respect. Young newbies in the game need to be taught. I'm the prince of the shit, what the fuck you thought? Get caught after dark on that back street. Niggas trying to claim the game, better pack heat. Don't sleep on the southeast. The street is known to bread beef. That's been a straight hell. Me and Mr. Kevin and the organized cartel.
Rest in peace, Easy E, and thanks for the gangster music. Till this day, we still bumping because we the crew. If it wasn't for Easy E, where the West be? Probably listen to commercial music with some whack beats. I mean, on T with my Louisville slugger. Ready to bring hell. I know you sorry, motherfuckers. It's the end of the world and no satisfaction. Little Easy E with the cartel and we mashing.
Standing on the corner, spray slanging rocks. Aw, shit. Because a motherfucking cop saw a hit the bench. With the strap in my pants, I gotta get. I ain't talking before the day begins. So I fuck the world's quick as I'm sipping on the 40. Raising hell. Cause I'm down to act top the noise. So don't start shit. You slipping into darkness. You can't hit acid right where your heart is.
How we do it on motherfucking Murder Master Music. So we just went from Memphis to Compton. You know what I'm saying? Now we're going to go down in Kentucky, Newport, Kentucky to be exact. I want to send a special fuck you to the Newport Police Department. Bitch ass motherfuckers beat down Scoop Pimp, the Sinister's homie. You know, he's UGS affiliated, man. Fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying? We stand together like a fucking gang. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? This shit is more than rap. It's a movement. It spans 15 countries. You know what I'm saying? This ain't no juggalo shit. I'm not sitting here saying, you know, we're going to paint our faces and put on black nail polish and lipstick and run around and spray soda on each other. No, this is a real fucking movement to preserve music and to bring it back to where it was and where it should be. You know what I'm saying? I mean, also, this is a movement to give people awareness about what the fuck is going on in society as a whole around the world, not just here in America, around the world. But this police brutality shit needs to stop. This is Scoop Pimp the Sinister. It's called Get Your Army Boy. Check this shit out.
With my voodoo doll, I know I'm about to spit a curse. These pigs done jump my homie, bruh. Fuck 5-0, let's find a hearse. I seen the fucking video. Some just stood and let it happen, but be in the studio talking about they pistol packing. Let's just say some bitter song talking about what they gon' do. I seen the fucking video. Y'all let them jump my nigga, boo. About to call some people's bluff. Our city ain't got no fucking gang. Posing ass niggas on Facebook flaming red like Lil Wayne. Some just stood and watched the shit, standing there like they a cop. That's the reason that gangs exist, police brutality, crooked cops. Not to make your album drop, what the fuck is you for real? I know some people laughing at us, saying all the lame for real. You can catch me in the club, you can catch me on the street. Best believe that I'm a survivor, but not no child from destiny. Scoop, pimp, the sinister, I live this shit, I speak for real. Psycho sales ain't just a label, I smoke you like the guards I feel.
Go get your army, boy. Go get your army, boy. I got a click of motherfuckers. Get your army, boy. Go get your army, boy. Go get your army, boy. I got a click of motherfuckers. Get your army, boy. Go get your army, boy. Go get your army, boy. I got a click of motherfuckers. Get your army, boy. Go get your army, boy. Go get your army, boy. I got a click of motherfuckers. We ain't playing, boy.
Man, you know, if we're going to play a show dedicated to this devil shit, you know I got to represent for the homie Gangsta Crow down in Sao Paulo, Brazil. When we first started this UGS shit, and I met him, you know what I'm saying, over the Facebook, this dude submitted his tracks, and man, he, I knew he had that fucking fire, and you're about to hear it for yourself. If you can't speak Portuguese, you might not be able to understand what he's saying. But I'm going to tell you what, this guy's one of the coldest fucking rappers. And I want to say free Gangsta Crow, man, because shortly after he did the video for us, you know what I'm saying, he caught a case, man, was involved in some brutal shit. You know what I'm saying, we don't know how long he's going to be locked down for. It could be a very long time, man. So, you know what I'm saying, this one goes out to the homie Gangsta Crow all the way down in Brazil. You know what I'm saying, check this shit out.
Yeah, Gangsta Crow,
Gangsta Crow,
ha, L-Uzi,
Ideal
Criminal Records,
Área 121 Records.
Tô cansado de ser criticado, porque eu sou pesado. Errado, eu tô armado e sempre preparado. Com meu aliado, L-Uzi do meu lado. O rolê tá marcado, o flow é macabro. Faz estrago quando encaixa em cima dos beat. Cala a boca, beat, aumenta meu apetite. Quando eu tô olhando, o sangue gotejando. Preciso dele, pois minha sede está aumentando. Camisa xadrez,
e bandana no ombro. Melhor ficar ligeiro na calada, eu te tomo. Se eu te trombar, comece a rezar. Conexão pesada de Cascavel a Guará. Interior de São Paulo junto com o Paraná. Essa muralha aqui, ninguém vai derrubar. Se for pagar pau, malandro cê passa mal. Porque aqui é um, dois, um e teu a criminal.
Tamo fazendo a nossa cara, né não? Meu parceiro Gol, chega mais, tamo no puro veneno. Querendo ver a nossa quadrilha toda junta brindar. Sei que nada vai nos parar, comédia nenhum que venha vacilar. Tamo fazendo a nossa cara, né não? Meu parceiro Gol, chega mais, tamo no puro veneno. Querendo ver a nossa quadrilha toda junta brindar. Sei que nada vai nos parar, comédia nenhum que venha vacilar. Estamos atentos com tudo, esperto no submundo. O absurdo em conjunto me fez crescer vagabundo. Uou, tá ligado, sabe qual é o nosso lema? Vitória acima de tudo, destacado no nosso emblema. Não esquenta, nossa rota é certeira, só segue os trilhos. Com pena da derrota certeira dos inimigos. Mostrando qual é na levada sem pena e deixando os comédias aflitos. Ha, é sinal que ainda estamos convictos. Na calada escura tem muita erva na mente. Que se os loucos da solta não parem na nossa frente. No pente tem altos bagulho pesado e muita munição. Temos sede de vitória e também temos ambição. Alguém que está rap invadindo novamente sua audição. Quando vestimos a camisa é por uma só função. A corrente é forte de Cascavel a Guará. L.U.Z. Bro, tem que nada vai nos parar. Tamo fazendo a nossa cara, não é não? Meu parceiro Crow, chega mais, tamo no puro veneno. Querendo ver a nossa quadrilha toda junta brindar. Sei que nada vai nos parar, comédia nenhum que venha vacilar. Tamo fazendo a nossa cara, não é não? Meu parceiro Crow, chega mais, tamo no puro veneno. Querendo ver a nossa quadrilha toda junta brindar. Sei que nada vai nos parar, comédia nenhum que venha vacilar. Tamo esperando só a hora pra poder enquadrar. O rap nacional sem ter tempo pra pensar. Se maluco colar pra constar, filho da puta vai tombar. Pá, pá, yeah, é L.U.Z. baby,
Gangsta Pro,
área 121 Records,
CDO Criminal Records,
yeah. Tamo fazendo a nossa cara, não é não? Meu parceiro Gol, chega mais, tamo no puro veneno. Querendo ver a nossa quadrilha toda junta brindar. Sei que nada vai nos parar, comédia nenhum que venha vacilar. Tamo fazendo a nossa cara, né não? Meu parceiro Gol, chega mais, tamo no puro veneno. Querendo ver a nossa quadrilha toda junta brindar. Sei que nada vai nos parar, comédia nenhum que venha vacilar.
That's what the fuck's up. Back here at the Murder Master Music Show. You know what I'm saying? We just had Lord Infamous. Tune in Sunday. We got the real Rick Ross coming on Sunday. Real Rick Ross. Just imagine yourself rotting away in a jail cell and some big dumb fuck comes out of nowhere, takes your identity, takes everything you've done to get yourself locked up, claims he done it, is making money off of it, and you're seeing correctional officers day in and day out, and then you come to find out this motherfucker was a correctional officer. And on top of that, the motherfucker's making millions and ain't paying you. You know what I'm saying? He's not paying you for what the fuck you did. You know what I'm saying? For your name, man. That's fucked off. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to bring the real Rick Ross on the show. Not that fake tub of shit. You know what I'm saying? When I think of Miami, I'll tell you who comes to mind. You already know. Poison Clan, JT motherfucking Money. That's the fucking, you know what I'm saying? That's the truth in Miami. You know what I'm saying? And he's representing this UGS shit, so I want to shout out JT Money. He's always putting our links up and supporting us. You know what I'm saying? He's definitely a full-fledged member of this UGS shit. And this is another guy who's, you know, Billboard Awards, platinum, gold plaques, you know, sold all kinds of units. And he's taking the time out to represent with us. You know what I'm saying? So I want to shout out JT Money. I want to say fuck you to all you ignorant ass rappers and you arrogant ass rappers who think you're too good to fuck with us. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be this show or whether it be Underground Society, you know what I'm saying? You guys ain't shit. I've reached out to a lot of guys who ain't really been doing shit for years, trying to show them support. They acting all big headed and shit. And oh man, fuck that. Fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we're going to get off into some more music, man. You know, why we're talking about this evil, wicked shit. Let's play this song, Bury You Live, by my homie Nightmare. Check this shit out.
They woke him up, tied his arms and legs with tape, forced a rag into his throat.
caused his lungs to begin bleeding. He drowned in his own blood.
Yo, what's up now, partner? Bury you alive and cement. That's what we meant. That when the line goes click, your ass went shit. Automatic, snake out. You left dead, nigga, with your brains at. Go back to the boom. It's too soon to watch the snake out. Bury you alive and cement. That's what we meant. That when the line goes click, your ass went shit. Automatic, snake out. You left dead, nigga, with your brains at. Go back to the boom.
Cause you are done. I begun to start this terror. On my list there is no error. Fuck the drama with this bullshit. I will split your fucking wig. I can tell that you are fake. In my eyes a fucking snake. Give or take cause I will break. Straight to your heart a fucking snake. Don't mistake me with the limit. I will end you in a minute. I'm explicit to the fact that your skull I'm gonna crack. Start a riot in this bitch. And with my gun you're off the map. So track one as I have one. When you see me don't be stunned. Running high from the nightmare. Your bitch is all aware, so beware of all this evil. It's too lethal to retrieve a lost soul. Who will grieve, grieve, grieve? I received the final judgment and rejected all respect. I injected this infection, disconnected, got connection. Got these demons to a hold, but got your mind in full control. So behold the final chapter, it's a factor for this rapture.
Bury you alive and cement, that's what we meant. That when the line goes click, your ass went shit. Automatic, snake out. Dead nigga with your brains at. Go back to the boom. It's too soon to watch the snake out. Bury you alive and cement. That's what we meant. That when the line goes click, your past went shit. Automatic snake out. You left dead nigga with your brains at. Go back to the boom. It's too soon to watch the snake out.
I'm walking with that demon who has risen for a reason. It's my mission to pursue it. No condition. What's the view? Taking soul with no permission for this evil coalition. And destroy the human body and to somehow disembody in my plan. I got the Satan who was taken when I waken from this sleep. I'm forsaken. Fuck the weak who keeps you shaking on your feet. Who got you jumping off your seat? In a sin they all were slaughtered. And a corpse tossed in the water. No remorse for what I've done. Should I repent or should I run? I will murder, mutilate, and with no faith keep thinking straight. I abolish all this hate but still created a new trade. Execute and they will follow. No dispute or you will swallow. It's the end of this shotgun. Blow your brains out in a second. Death, destruction with no weapons. Who are you to step to me without a nightmare? Would you be? Disagree and you will die. Having thoughts of suicide. It's your life that I'm controlling. And to hell is where you're going.
Bury you alive and cement. That's what we meant. That when the line goes click, your ass went shit. Automatic snake out. You left dead nigga with your brains at. Go back to the boom. It's too soon to watch the snake out. Bury you alive and cement. That's what we meant. That when the line goes click, your ass went shit. Automatic snake out. You left dead nigga with your brains at. Go back to the boom. It's too soon to watch the snake out.
Where will I go through this pain and this sorrow? For tomorrow I will live. So today you catch these hollows is my motto. To attain, to reign superior and maintain my domain. I remain and still insane with no mental institution. Holding back but I am losing. It's confusing understanding but my God is so demanding. Who I worship it don't matter. In your blood I still splatter. Hang you from a rope. Drag you from the truck and off the road. Better hope I never find you. I'm too sick that it's taboo. Got that anger in my veins and looking for someone to blame. Get the fuck out from my way cause I betrayed that evil demon that is taking over this region. Keep on smoking on your crack and I will murder with my gas. Hit the floor and count to three cause I foresee no future left. You're depressed from what you saw but I'm impressed cause I'm the law. It's not my fault, I am labeled as a felon. One of many criminals that is dwelling on the streets saying fuck the police.
That's what we meant. That when the line goes click, your ass went shit.
Automatic
snake out. You left dead nigga with your brains at. Go back to the boom. It's too soon to watch the snake out. Bury you alive and cement. That's what we meant. That when the line goes click, your ass went shit.
Automatic
snake out. You left dead nigga with your brains at. Go back to the boom. It's too soon to watch the snake out.
Murder Master Music Show, show number 17. We're almost at the 20 mark already. Really, if you go back in time, man, we probably did about 40 or 50 of these bitches. I don't know. But, man, I'm glad to bring this shit back. You know, I just want to say something real quick. As a journalist, you know what I'm saying, I was always doing shit for magazines and publications and sites or whatnot, always going after interviews, busting my ass to find interviews for them, you know what I'm saying, for little to no money at all. You know what I'm saying? Definitely not enough to feed my family, so I had to have a lot of side hustles. But it feels goddamn good to be getting this shit on my own for my own shit. You know what I'm saying? It feels good to be able to go out and get these legends and these pioneers, not for some other magazine or some other site, but for what I'm doing. And you know, hopefully, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to keep it going as long as I can. Hopefully, you'll be able to provide for my family better than what these magazines did over the years. So, y'all motherfuckers, man, get you these packages. Like, right now, tonight, you could have been interviewed on a show with one of the biggest legends in the rap game, man, because I know the style that Lord Infamous was talking about, that so many of you guys have, you know what I'm saying, adopted that style yourself. You know what I'm saying? A lot of you guys have done it real good. You know what I'm saying? A lot of you guys pay homage the way you're supposed to pay homage. You know, you could have been on the show with him. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. It's all good, man. I'm honored to have him on the show. And, you know, we're gonna have the real Rick Ross on this Sunday. You know what I'm saying? 9 p.m. Central. And, again, if you want to get at Lord Infamous for, you know, saying verses, shows, whatever the case may be, you know what I'm saying? Go at Twitter at I Am Lord Infamous. You know what I'm saying? Hit him up. Don't forget to, you know what I'm saying, get at dude. But I'm going to get off into some X-rated right now. I'm gonna play one of his songs off of your Sacramentally Disturbed, which is a fucking huge project that I feel is slept on. It definitely, you know what I'm saying, is a classic, you know what I'm saying? And I got nothing but respect for X-Rated, so free X-Rated. You know what I'm saying? This song's called, you know what I'm saying, That Ain't Me, off Sacramentally Disturbed. Check that shit out. But, you know, don't go nowhere, man. We got a lot of shit going on tonight. We still got a little bit under an hour left on this motherfucker. So, you know, check it out, man.
Man, the nerve of these dudes. Maybe wanna murder these dudes. It's absurd cause these dudes look at me for they deserting they fools. When I say no, then I'm a jerk and I rule. They berserk cause I'm cool. I try to school them, but they question me. Some damn fools second guessing me. Can't let them stress the G. Cause them and me, which one is best to be? A nigga X is me, as in X is I. I am X, you just an extra god. Like in the movies, you be just another face in the crowd. I'm the star of the show, the one they base it around. I'm getting money while you chasing around. But you too far behind. You ain't landing no ground unless your name is Brown or you rock a block store. I don't owe you shit. Should have stayed down. I told you, bitch, you impatient. So you jump shit thinking X can't win. Then you get in the water and can't swim, motherfucker.
You get me fucked, okay, that same on you. You get me fucked and then it's same on me. That's what it ain't gon' be. Man, you little niggas ain't no shit. You fools broke, but that ain't on me. That can't be blamed on me. You get me fucked, okay, that same on you. You get me fucked and then it's same on me. And that's what it ain't gon' be. Man, you little niggas ain't no shit. You fools broke, but that ain't on me. That can't be blamed on me.
We was in the age of reason. The nigga you engaged in treason, you enraged the heathen. I admit that I'm ashamed, I believe him. He was always hanging out with policemen. If you hear him, you see him. He probably on the podium now, acting like the poor boy's pal. I tried to code him, tried to tell him his vows. He was in it that I questioned his style. At that point, I had to question his smile. His mama named him after a precious metal, but he has no shine. When I was near him, his glow was just a reflection of mine. So now you stalk me, wipe me, talk about me, and likely dream about me and lie to people like he's inside the inner circle at my store, but really he's not part of the crew, cause he's the equivalent of a cop car. So when you see him coming from afar, talk football when he get within a yard. Real spit, nigga.
You get me fucked, okay, that same on you. You get me fucked and then it's same on me. That's what it ain't gon' be. Man, you little niggas ain't no cheat. You fools broke, but that ain't on me. That can't be blamed on me. You get me fucked, okay, that same on you. You get me fucked and then it's shame on me, and that's what it ain't gon' be. Man, you little niggas ain't no cheat. You fools broke, but that ain't no
monte, c'est là qu'à qui me subissime. Après ce que j'en ai tout le monde, il passe, mais ça tente, c'est très bien, c'est schéma. C'est pour que j'en vive des effets, on ne se compre. C'est pas ça de marche, on a mes filles, le patron. Nossa coopération, le fils gol. L'autre sa frente à frente, son léon. Nous des sons, b-boy, firme solo. Comme des ondes, livre de explication. Vitam, pour ce spectacle, ladrão. Je fais travers coberto, big nick of carme. Posição de gel, associação. Assim na lei, me trono. Nossa responsabilidade, é grama de patrão. Como leão, b-boy, firme solo. Minha voz de um raio, aquele grama de sócio. Liquidação, conexão, de negócio. De profissão, mafia, eu tô de corando esse retro. De olhar, vamos subir, aqui do subcibe. Meu voodoo, vem subindo, soldados atentos. Sou da subcibe, sub-bordo, controlo. A cor do leão, b-boy, firme solo. Alas são de soldado, motor de guerra, cabelo de respeito, um leão. Sempre convidando sua vida, só tudo entra. Com nossos ventos, cala, brinca, meu trampo, o governo. Os nossos trião, o estilo patrão. Como leão, b-boy, firme solo. Bom, isso sombreiro, de gol, de gol.
Nacido el quien se les falta en estos negocios, solo los socios, primos del gustado, no es tanto para nuestra tierra en viento, solo un movimiento lento, ningún paso a paso, se vuelven los sesos, en el comentando el respeto, primero la muerte, antes de mover el bolsillo, solo pido el peso completo, le estaba ante todo, familia primero, después lo que venga, quien sale, quien entra de todo, me pago de todos, me cobro por el solo logro de ningún esfuerzo, solo me quedan pocos de tiempo, me entiendes, tienes el que gana, tú eres el que pierde, te tienes cobarde, mi servicio me mantiene a flote, y siempre alerta, tomarte en mi meta, delincuente es mi profe. Y en esto te cobro la renta para que te complica la vida, la vuelta. Nos vemos en la próxima.
Puto te aplasto, así me las gasto. Ya te las sabes, soy un mercenario de vecindario, hijo del barrio. Con escopeta te exploto la jeta. Del resto soy un socio, la pura neta. Muevo paquetes como esta feta. Polytrack, putting it down with my partners in crime. We never drop dimes, keeping it real. Don't fuck with the sex, don't get killed. This the east, no te calizo, staying strapped. Carry the heat of your boys a thug. I don't give a fuck, your motherfuckers destruct. Lyrical monster, eating MCs, don't fuck with real G's. From out east to the day, that I be deceased. Motherfuckers know that I'm a beast. One of the coldest MCs in the game. He's a record of the label, fully track the name. Fuck the fame, I stay the same. We'll never change, this something, man. Fuck the fame, I stay the same. We'll never change.
Tengo los pelos, lo cargo tranquilo, apunto mis fierros, otro golpe al río, cruzo las vías, llego a mi guía, cobro los pesos de un nuevo día, juego de vida, de alzar aciertos, con los legales, cargos de muertos, los espero en el umbral, yo es verdad, jamás digo en matar, siempre lo voy a cobrar, negocio a raza, detrás de la casa, no hay sentimiento, solo cobranza, soldado al frente, muero o muere, suelto a los perros para que juegue, de todo esto la mitad, socio la otra y más, vivo casa, familia, esto es de por vida.
Don Ciclone, Pauli Tracks, Hazle, Despiadado Sur, Familia Latina, Mafia Latina.
Yeah, it's my brother Don Cyclone, you know what I'm saying, also out of Brazil. We definitely got a rep for the, you know what I'm saying, FTI in Brazil, man. They show us lots of love. Shit, man, you know, I'm going to get off into some shit. This one's dedicated to Swoop. This is Lazy Bone featuring AK Do or Die called Get Ghost. It's off the collaboration album they did about a year or two ago. You know, we had Lazy on a few weeks ago. That shit was funny as hell. Dude was kind of on one right there. So it's going out to you, Swoop.
Yeah. Hey, Nemo. This is what we do, baby. It's real. Hey, check me out, man. Take this back with you. Nothing. It's nothing. Forgive me when I'm slapping the rhythm. I'm cold as the ice. When I'm popping in the feeling, the rhythm, the feeling, the killing. I'm willing to do them in hand, deal them. Spit them and hit them until I'm wrong. And forgive me when I'm up in the shiny things. I'm working the bins. Ain't no need to talk in the ends. I'm hurting the brain. The diamond got a talking again. Catastrophe. Pulling on the half a beat. Running with twins. Sipping on Corolla and Jim. My purpose is burst. Stupid while we bending the curve. It's on again. Niggas super shot. You lead the oxygen. Got me feeling proper, man. What's up? Pull up, put them in the talk spot. Deposit box. So they keep the party hot. They got it wrong. Then they call alcohol.
claim that ass. You feel in the rhythm like it's a hell of a mission. You a grown ass woman, you don't need permission. Your body is twisting, keep your ear just listen. When the road with a G, it's your decision. Your body is banging, you's a fine individual. Drop it to the flow, make you wanna get physical. How you move to the rhythm of the beat, make it look so sweet to your tongue, get lyrical. Lyrical, here you go, girl, you a miracle. Make a nigga wanna put you in a video. Little A and AK, baby.
Deeper, huh?
That's why I was
talking
about. They don't pick up.
Demo, you there?
What up, Demo?
Yeah. How you doing, my brother?
Man, I'm good, man. You know what I'm saying? Just sliding and gliding.
That's what's up. For those of you guys that don't know out there, man, this is Ja Rista. He's a legendary Chicago artist by way of Alabama, of course. You always represent your southern roots, man, just like CO does Mississippi. Let's talk about this On My Throne Volume 1 mixtape, man. You know how I feel right now. I'm stuck on one song. I'll get to the rest of the mixtape eventually. But, man, how's it doing for you?
Man, I couldn't even hear you. You had broke up, whatever. I know we're all live, whatever, man. Can you repeat that for me?
Yeah, how's the mixtape doing for you?
It's doing real good, man. I'm on a lot of different websites, two of which being hotnewhiphop.com and datpiff.com. And soon, first thing tomorrow, it'll be on livemixtapes.com and, you know, all the other websites or whatever floating around out there in the internet, cyberspace world, you know what I mean? But it's doing real good so far, man. I'm getting a lot of good comments, a lot of good feedback from the fans, you know what I'm saying, from my fellow artists. People alike or whatever, they loving everything about it or whatever. They're glad I'm back out here on the scene doing my thing, helping represent Chicago the way I'm supposed to be. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. You know what my favorite song is already. As of right now, I still got to soak in the rest of the mixtape. But
yeah.
Man, if you can, you know, before we get off into that song, let's tell the people, you know, if they want features, they want to get at you, where do they go?
Man, if they want features, they can get at me by way of Twitter, twitter.com/JaRista, JaRista, or they can get at me at my email, Gemini James, JeminiJames, 34@gmail.com. I can be reached at any outlet, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? For features, for shows, whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? Let's get out here and get this money together and represent like we're supposed to. I don't care if you from Chicago, from Alabama, Mississippi, Florida, Texas, Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, anywhere in the world. If you want to get down and get this money with me and you're down to party the movie, you got love for me, I got love for you. Let's get this money.
Definitely, definitely. Too well droked out. Demolition. You know, you've been doing this for a while, man. A lot of underground cats remember you from the Mercenaries. You know what I'm saying? Malachi. You guys working on a new project as a group?
Yeah, right now, you know what I'm saying, after a couple of months ago or whatever, we've been in the hook back up with each other some years ago or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm back down with my original Mercenary crew, my man Malachi Malachi, the god of the city, you know what I'm saying? My brother K-Easy, a.k.a. the gift of the city, you know what I'm saying? We all got a little nicknames or whatever, but you know what I'm saying? We still going by that whole Mercenary creed or whatever back when we was shorties, back when we weren't even 21 years old or whatever, and we didn't know what it was to, you know what I'm saying, to have ideas. We were still out here getting droked out before people even know what droked out was, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm saying, we out here, you know what I'm saying, we out here swinging and banging, doing our thing, whatever, you know what I'm saying, it's Too Well Gang, Demolition, you know, you already know how it go, droked out all up in here, shout out to my man Simon Mr. T, you know what I'm saying? We out here, man, we back out here, we back on business, and this new Elite Mercenary album coming real soon. It's a mixtape coming from my man K-Easy. It's another mixtape coming from my man Malachi Malachi. I'm already out here burning up for the summer, making it a little bit more hotter. You know what I'm saying? It's over 100 degrees out here, but I'm going to make it another 100 degrees, and we're going to do it like that. You know what I'm talking about?
That's what's up. That's what's up. You know, I definitely want to shout out Seal the Bad Black. You and him got a real good chemistry together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
How long have you been working with him? You've been working with him for a minute.
Yeah, me and CO, well, I call him CO. A lot of people don't know he dropped the CO now. He's just the Bad Black, you know what I'm saying? But that's my brother, you know what I'm saying? We've been doing this thing since like 13, 14 years deep into it, you know what I'm saying? Underground or whatever, you know what I'm saying? We've been doing little twos and threes with little record companies here and there or whatever, but for the most part, we underground cats or whatever, you know what I'm saying? That's how we feed our kids and our families, you know what I'm saying? If worst come to worst or whatever, you know what I'm saying? We'll handle it on our own or whatever, but, you know, that's what we made of. We built from a different cloth or whatever, you know what I'm saying? We go out here and get it. We don't sit out here and talk about it, you know what I'm saying? We go make something happen.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. Well, all right, my brother, if you want to, man, introduce this song, man. This song's a fucking banger.
Yeah, for the people that told me, you know what I'm saying, for everybody that came and gave me feedback, I love y'all, I appreciate it. Get at me if Ja Rista, you know what I'm saying? But I like to introduce at this time one of my first singles off my mixtape, On My Throne, Volume 1, is called On Life. Let's get it. Chicago, sees up.
Uh-huh.
Bang. Bang.
Uh-huh.
Bang.
Yeah, I'm going to come out of here, right?
You thought he was over?
I was born under the Gemini, act with a bang. It was always me, myself, and I, that's gonna channel my pain. And I'm holding now my city, that's right, Ja Rista of beef. Straight barbecue, these bitches drowning if they asking for beef. Let me go into my thing, the storm and the thunder and the rain. Take a little cruise into my brain. See the definition of a nigga that I get it every morning with the motherfucking game on the line. Here's the competition, it's a missing motherfucker, stay focused. I'm coming for the number one spot, put the game on lock. Beast mode, gotta be an understanding, cause I'm giving everything I got. You gone on the video, but I'm in it with a million. It's a video that they put me motherfuckers down the city. I'ma get up on my throne and let these lame ass rappers get it taken up with the motherfucking game. Been missing my ambition, got me straight going charged. Let 'em know I'm way off into a whole nother zone. When it's all said and done, I'ma still be standing at the thickest individual you niggas ever saw. Laying on the lawn with a nigga wood trying to draw two shots and leave 'em laying on the floor. I represent the gold. When niggas wanna trade up in the crib, ski mask pulling off big dough. I'm going all out, better yet I'm going in. With my seeds in the sky, to these bitches come and bury me. And this is the paper, because the nigga gotta get it. Can't nobody pull me down. To judge me, I'll be causing destruction, no smashing and crushing everything you put in my path. I am the prince of Chicago and I am the best at what I do, but you don't know how. What's from a nobody scratching the car on my way up to the top, but now that I'm here with all my might, I'm gon' fight, get a game like it's bitch, this real shit. Yeah.
Bitch, I'm all about my paper.
Oh,
is insane. So we get the brain. That your bitches have it is a habit. They get you gotta go Kurt Cobain. They even wear Dottie's aiming straight up in my enemies and already to sick and destroy your job play. Flesh in my flesh, blood in my blood. We cannot stop, nigga, we here for good. Up in the booth marinating the illegal smoke, representing the goons in the hood. This is what I do, I'm on the grind. Never let another nigga stop my shine. For the race, you just know I'ma get it in the mid of the night. And the cops that are keeping me from my life.
Yeah, that was homie Ja Rester right there, representing Chicago. You know what I'm saying? Too well droked out, demolition, underground society. You know what the fuck we do. Man, that was a fucking banger right there. Me and the homie Mac Mizzle, we were bumping that shit last night. Download the whole mixtape, you know what I'm saying? I might throw in Volume 1. You can get it at Dat Piff. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to throw it up in the UGS for Life website very soon, UGSforLife.com. But, you know, we got plenty of music to get off into, you know what I'm saying? We still got more time here. We got about a fucking half hour. But, you know what I'm saying, let's go to this fucking commercial real quick. Get you some promo. You motherfuckers out there need help, man, get at us. UGS Promotions.
You want to make it anywhere in the entertainment industry, and that gives a fuck what you're trying to do, but you can be a musician in any genre. You can be a model trying to make some money off your image, or you can be an escort trying to make money in other ways. Or hell, you can just be some dude in the alleyway holding a lead pipe in his right hand, ready to beat some dude's face in and make some money with the footage you film in your left. It don't matter though. You will need promotions. And that's when UGS Promotion steps in. We offer you decades of experience, man, because we've been around together, like I said, decades in the game. And we've worked with everybody, from golden platinum artists to underground legends. So that means any industry you can name, any damn near any underground cat you can name, you work with them. The list goes on. And anything you need, we can hand it in. Let me tell you about the team. Art department. Who the fuck else do you need? The one and only you hearing them right now, man. I get at you with quality service you can't get nowhere else. Customer service that can't be beat. And shit, who the fuck else does it like me? Album covers, DVD covers, flyers, posters, models. We open up services for you too, so hit me up. We do all that shit. And then we move on to the fucking audio department. Jerry Anthony Mateo, this motherfucker is a bad dude when it comes to sound. You want one song mixed and mastered, or you want your whole album done. It don't matter. He can do that shit. Professional level sound at bargain basement prices. Get at the man. And then you talk promotions. What's the first one that comes up? It's going to be press. You need a press kit. You want a bio. You want EPKs. You want anything. Get at the fucking veteran. Murder Dog Magazine itself. President Beta. And hell, you know what? We can get our services separate, but why just get one service when you can get all of them at a discount rate at UGSocietyMovement.com/services. Hit it up, folks. Get a package deal. Get all of our services at one good fucking price. Or if you want, get us individually and hit us up separately if you need to, Chris. We're here to work with your budget. Get at us. UGSocietyMovement.com/services. UGS Promotions.
All them dubs up. Super Fast Millie. I know y'all feeling this. Turn the volume on this joint. Deep, deep west. The summertime music. A vibe. Yeah. What? You ain't hip yet? Man, Hawaii is the deep, deep west. They were highly and considered the best. Where is 90 if we dip up in that? What? You ain't hip yet?
Hawaii is the deep, deep west. Favor highly and consider the best. Where it's 90, if we dip with finesse. Never dripping, now you dipping with the best. Tropical chronic for your optics, never no stress. Mobbing fool, or hopping too, don't need no best. Gangsta's paradise is here for the rest. Vibe through it, get live through it, they got fluid grind to it, trickle they mind fluid with text. I'm super fast, millions fly from the northwest. 206 to the 808, come try to be some things for ya. Keep clips like snitches, keep names for ya. Lame lawyers, public pretenders, they trade some change for ya. Game over, the incentive is slipping range over. Luxury tenders, brought to this game sober. Change over, fame in these lanes may not take over. Gangs is up in these type veins, I'd like to make blow up. Wait, what you mean they want contest? Come bring that noise in them air words, just gon' find a mess. What? You ain't hip yet? Man, Hawaii is the deep, deep west. Favor highly and consider the best. Where it's shiny and we dip for finesse. What? You ain't him yet? May Hawaii is the deep, deep west. Favor highly and consider the best. Where it's shiny and we dip for finesse. Yeah.
Ghetto pad, I be in rap niggas hood, they own people, don't see their ass.
Legend. Now I gotta speak on some UGS business right now. For those of you who don't know, I'm caught up in one of those shady rapper deals. You know what I'm saying? The first compilation. A lot of motherfuckers be like, oh, let it go, let it go. Now that shit's supposed to feed my family. It's supposed to you know what I'm saying, make UGS grow bigger and better than what it is, but you know what, we're doing it on our own right now. Matter of fact, right now we're stronger than we ever were. So I want to shout out to homie Swoop. He gave us a new home, you know what I'm saying, UGSforlife.com. You can also go to UGSocietyMovement.com, as always, UGSocietyMovement.org.info. We're still here, but this punk motherfucker DM bitch, you know what I'm saying, this retard fucking sloth-like rapper, sloth-like wannabe rapper, you know what I'm saying, who thinks he's a fucking rapper, you better show me my fucking sales report. You know what I'm saying? I ain't fucking with you no more, you son of a bitch. You better show me that shit. You better fucking give me my paper, and you better quit fucking around, because I'm sick of this shit. Matter of fact, I'm gonna extend an olive branch to you. Fuck it. Yeah, I don't need to get my blood pressure pumped. DMB, let's just be friends, man. Let's just let bygones be bygones, and I'm gonna play one of your songs. This is off that BK album, just dropped recently. Check this shit out.
I'm a bitch. I'm talking about me.
The DMV.
I blow dick.
Yeah.
I'ma screw you to
who the host is called.
You can fuck me
just like that. Hell yeah, I don't need them.
I want you now.
Goddamn music, but then you're rapping about sucking dick and taking it up the ass. Man, I knew you were a lot of things. I knew you were a fake rapper. I knew you ain't never been in the streets, but I didn't know you sucked dick for real. Now we all know, man. It says it right on the records, man. That's some little B shit right there. Gotta bring in the homie Six, man. What do you think about this shit, Six? Turned out pretty good, actually.
That's good. I'm going to tell you one thing about that cover, too. It wasn't supposed to be like that. It was the DMV's bitch-ass thing. It wasn't supposed to be like that. You brought the shit on yourself with your bitch of sex. You fucked up, friend. That's why it happened. So all the money your stupid ass put in there, guess what, you fucking cross-loving idiot? This is because of you, so now you want to cover getting fucked by a little B and DMV sucks dick, fag. And then a dick right there. Because you're like, his ideas are fucking stupid. Let me publicly address one thing about the cover. His concepts were goddamn stupid. This stupid fucking World War II Nazi idiot wanted a fucking a mic, a fucking ace of spade card, and an eight ball. What the fuck do you, what kind of random word is Parker Brothers with a microphone, you stupid fucking idiot?
That's like his gangster rap fucking kit that you could buy at Walmart. you know, I guess he figures if he had the spade, the eight ball, and the microphone, mm-hmm. it would make him
more
gangster.
Oh, my God. The first caller, this motherfucker sent me in pictures. He this retarded-looking sack of shit, sloth-like-ass human being sent me in pictures. The one with duck face kissing his little puppet lips. And I thought it was hard to take a man seriously that's making a goddamn kissing face, feel me? So this
yeah,
is this
real shit.
Jack, and he's picking, and I have to work it out. This is the first cover I did for a movie. I have to work his stupid pig-like mushroom out, and my fucking artwork like that. I did. And then he's like, I don't want that. I don't want this one with the playing card, the S4. I also do that before. And I'm forced to do this stupid shit because I have to kill it to my client, so I'm doing it. And then this fucking bullshit client happens, and he fucks up, doesn't pay nobody. And we were having the starving children. I just disturbed them because the money never happened. So yeah, after that happened, I had no choice but to do that cover. So those are all I bought the shit. If you actually touch the turnip shit around, look at the backside, take a good look at what you see. Look at my map that's on Facebook. It's all there for you to see. And Frank, I hope you enjoy the cover, buddy. I respect the money, bitch. Corny motherfucker.
Real shit, you know what I'm saying? This dude's, and a lot of these rappers, they're finally starting to come out the closet. You had one of those faggots from Odd Future, and they just announced another big-name rapper is coming out of the closet. They said he's real popular with the little kids, or the younger generation. I guarantee it's a little B motherfucker, but we've known he's a faggot.
You know he's a faggot. You know a little B is a goddamn hippie. With his goddamn earrings and his fucking Hindu bitch.
He might be on the show, so
I'm not going to even act nice. I'm going to call him a bitch ass faggot. You're a little B. You need to get murdered in the street, you fucking skinny ass pistol looking motherfuckers with your lipstick in your back. I wish someone fucking just take a fucking pistol and look at you fucking disgraceful humanity. To come from the Bay Area making shit. Now, this motherfucker's living my goddamn area. It's my eight-bag-ass son of a bitch. Ten great, all the other fathers with all good age, eat a bucket of eggs, everybody, and cross within 6 to 8 months after you look like fucking skeletons. You worthless sack of shit. I hate each and every one of y'all. And you fans, too. You worthless motherfuckers who buy into this shit. You are just as bad as lousy motherfuckers making a shitty music. If you motherfucker go buy yourself a gun, put it to your temple, take a little verse from your best song that you like, and then pull the goddamn trigger. You all need to fucking check out. I'm sick of you breathing my good, clean American air.
Hey, Six, man, it's always a pleasure. You're never short of words. You know what I'm saying? What's up with your radio show now, man? What's up with the, I know you got music.
I'll be back, man. It's called The Free Trial is Over. And, I got to put some money in my account because these motherfuckers out here that, I love your show, Six, and I always love, I blew this glass. And then we're playing fuck it. So I'm gonna push more of my shit. We'll be back in a week or two, man. I already did the line of culture for music one day, so that's popping off. Each thing's gonna have the grass now. So when you come back, KFYLP is the official name. It's a radio station. So we're doing it big once you return.
Definitely. We gotta call more porn shops and escort services and get more big fat rubber bitch with hairy pussy. So Definitely, Six. Hey, thanks a lot for checking in with me, brother, as always.
Oh, okay. If I was ready for tonight, I had to go get my love fucking phone crack. Another thing, shout out to Sprint. You suck the shit with no service and the flop like people there who's taking up my time. I hate everybody. You motherfuckers.
Be easy, brother.
For sure, man.
Oh, before we go, too, yeah, I want to let people know, man, the FTI Underground podcast, it ain't done. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
We got
uh-huh.
14, number 15's about finished. We're coming back with that shit, too, so don't sleep on the FTI Underground podcast,
okay,
man.
And you know when we do the Halloween thing, this coming Halloween, it's going to be off the chain, so we always do a big.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Any of you vampires, you bloodsuckers, you freaks, get at us. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna do this Halloween special better than last year, so get at us. But all right, my brother, you be easy, Six.
For sure.
Yeah, always good to have my brother Six on the fucking show, man. It wouldn't be a show without him. Back in the day, you know what I'm saying, when I had it over at worldwideconnected.com and then at indiebitch.com, really call it Indie Hits, but we always call it Indie Bitch because it was run by a bunch of fucking bitches. But Six would always do the artwork for the show, man. There ain't no fucking artist on his goddamn planet that can fuck with him, and I always stand behind that, you know what I'm saying? And I will, as long as I'm in this game, I will. So get at him for art. You guys need covers. You need fucking anything done, get at him. You want him to take your fucking enemy and draw him up all fucked up with a gun in his head, blowing his brains out. Whatever the fuck you want, get at him. He can handle that shit. But I'm going to get off into some more music. You know I can't end this show without playing some, you know what I'm saying, some Bad Black, man. We got to do this one here for Justin, man. The homie likes this track right here. This is Cry Wolf by Hen Dilla and Bad Black, man. It's a fucking slumper off that Espionage mixtape. You don't have that, you need to download it right away. You know what I'm saying? Definitely one of the best mixtapes coming out of 2012, period. So, Cry Wolf. Mixtape Cry Wolf, you know what I'm saying? That mixtape also spawned the video Appetite of Grizzly 2, the song Espionage, you know what I'm saying? Getting at these fucking assholes, it's got us all under oppression, you know what I'm saying? Like the fucking FBI, the CIA, ATF, all them fucking assholes, they all fall under the same umbrella of shit that's trying to kill us, so all of them could eat a fucking dick. But I definitely want to tell you guys something, man. If you haven't caught my homeboy Swoop's album yet for $5, man, you don't know what the fuck you're missing out on. You need to get that fucking album. This guy put you know, his heart in a fucking album that's full of fucking just classic tracks of all different styles. You know what I'm saying? From religion to the streets to drugs to family. Every issue you can think of. You know what I'm saying? $5. All you got to do is go to cdbaby.com/CD/swoop, S-W-O-O-P 12. You know what I'm saying? $5 will get you 18 fucking bangers. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to play my favorite song off the album currently at this point is Your God, because, you know what I'm saying, we're going to start this motherfucking church of reality. This shit ain't no joke. You know what I'm saying? You're going to see it on the website real soon. I ain't fucking around. We need to educate these people about what's going on. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, check this shit out, man. And we'll see you guys Sunday. The real Rick Ross, man. Going to get at the fake Rick Ross. Right here, Murder Master Music Show, bitch.
Congregation always at the photo.